We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, a recent study has found that people who get COVID are at risk for heart problems such as deadly blood clots and heart rhythm irregularities for at least a year after infection. The American Heart Association says to expect a tidal wave of cardiovascular issues in the coming years due to COVID. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Hossein Ardahali, cardiologist at Northwestern University and professor in the Division of Cardiology. Doctor, what kind of complications are you most concerned about then as a result of COVID or this vaccine?
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show, Dan. I think, you know, this study is very concerning because it basically shows that all kinds of cardiovascular diseases can be increased in patients who have an infection with COVID. And this, you know, they looked at different disorders associated with the cardiovascular system. Now, I tend to think of the heart as an organ that has four different systems. It has the muscle, the pump. It has the vessels, the coronary vessels that supplies blood to the muscle of the heart. It has electricity. It has wires to conduct electricity. And it also has the gates, which are called the valves. Except for the valves, every other system within the heart was affected by COVID. And this goes on up to 1 year after the infection. So all of these systems within the heart are affected by COVID, and the risk was increased regardless of your risk factors or your age. If you're young, your risk is also increased. And there was a graded, increase in risk. Patients who had a more severe infection during the acute phase, they were more likely to have more cardiovascular complications.
So how can you tell if something is directly linked then to the person who has a virus, or maybe it's a coincidence, or maybe it's a result of another health abnormality?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And again, I want to emphasize that this study was a retrospective study. That means this study was not controlled. They didn't do a controlled randomized study. And they were basically looked at the charts of these patients over the, over the period of 1 year after they got the infection. So it's very hard to make a causal effect here or establish a causal effect here. This is more of an association study. And also, it is very important to point out that this study was done in patients who were mostly white men, since this was a VA study. And most importantly, at least to me, is that this study looked at patients from early to mid-2020 to January of 2021. So the majority of these patients were not vaccinated. 99.7% of these patients were not vaccinated. And we know that vaccines reduce the severity of the COVID infection. So whether or not this study also holds true in patients who are vaccinated, we don't know, and we have to wait until those studies are completed.
Does it matter, do you think, or do we know what strain or mutation of the virus that you had as to how severe the symptoms may be?
Yeah, so that's, again, another good question. This was, again, with the first wave of COVID. And the first wave of COVID, we know that those patients had more severe disease. They had more severe infection of their lungs. And many of them were also getting thrombotic complications of COVID. So, and we know that, you know, the more recent strains of COVID, like Omicron, they are not as infectious. So whether or not the same thing also holds true for less infectious strain of COVID, we don't know, and we have to wait, and we have to wait for those studies to be completed.
Well, this study itself is an interesting read, and like you said, it's providing a lot of clues and a lot of information. Doctor, thank you. Dr. Hossein Ardahali, cardiologist at Northwestern University and professor in the Division of Cardiology.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.